Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouth foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Happy New Year, Victoria.
Happy New Year to ya. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. How much should we sing in this intro until people switch off?
I think they already have.
How are you, beautiful lady?
Well, as you can see, obviously all of our lovely listeners won't see, but I'm looking a bit dishevelled.
Yeah, because you've just informed me at, what time is it? 11:15, that you were not long out of bed.
Well, I got up at 10.
Okay, but still, fuck you.
But this is a real monumental thing for me because...
What, getting out of bed at 10?
Yeah, which I know sounds really mental. Right. But during my breakdown last year, I would get very small amounts of sleep and then I'd wake up and have panic attacks and then I wouldn't go back to sleep again. And I'd tell myself I wouldn't be able to go to sleep because I'd have a panic attack. And so I would wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and then I would like lay in bed looking at shit on my phone or something like that to try and calm myself down. Too scared to get out of bed because I didn't want to be on my own in the dark. And so this is quite a, you know, quite a
little bit of progress.
I'm really proud of myself.
I'd be bloody proud of myself if I managed to, but it's all said. Rob let me have a lie in the other day until 9:15.
Oh, you lucky thing.
I know. And you know what I had to achieve that? Because my fucking kids...
Did you
kids,
give a blowjob?
No. he wishes, mate. It's not been near my mouth for about 7 years. We've only been together for 8, so yeah, that's telling. The kids will go downstairs with Rob and then... He just is so unlike me in staying on top of what they're doing. And, you know, they'll be like, oh, we're just going to go and play upstairs, Daddy. And he'll say, play in your bedroom. Don't wake up my mate. And of course they come wake me up.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lock on my door. So I got this chair that I'm sitting on and I wedged it up against the handle.
Nice.
The and there was a little rattle at probably about 7 and they couldn't get in. So I
can do that more often, mate.
Oh my God.
Barricade
I'm buying a lock
into the room.
I am buying a lock. Because as well, when I try, my bedroom is my office. I have a desk in here. It's where I record podcasts, but it's also where I, you know, do shit, like write a book. Oh, yeah. But they always come up here. If I have to sneak off and do a bit of work, they just can't leave me be. So I think I'm going to get a lock and just lock the fuckers out, man.
Do it. Or even when you have sexy time.
Sexy time.
Lock him in. That would have even remotely looked terrifying, would it?
Oh,
you're mad now, bitch.
You haven't managed that this Christmas holidays.
No, mate. I can't understand anyone who has children that has sex.
No, I know. Like, I just when can't. They're around, so like, you can't. No. Even
it's just I'm so fucking tired.
I know, that's what I was just about to say. It's why is it that when they're at home all the time, like that is more knackering than when they go to school and you're having to get up and rush around doing all the school runs and stuff.
I am actually looking forward to going back to the school run tomorrow. Just for routine. just for routine.
I'm not even going back to it, but Edith's back at nursery tomorrow. Thank the fucking Lord. Mm. Oliver doesn't go back to school till Thursday.
Oh, God,
what is the point of going back to school on Thursday?
Thursday, that's bullshit.
But I've got one child-free day when they're both in nursery and school on Thursday, and then Edith's off on fucking Friday.
Oh, God, that's
come on now! He's been off since the 17th of December.
That's a long way. He may have been off a fucking month.
Time. It is. It's like, I think it's 3 weeks. Oh, we've had some moments, let me tell you that much.
Mate, haven't we all?
Intense.
New Year's Eve, we let our kids stay up.
Yeah, what? That blows my mind.
It was 12:40 in the morning and Toby was irrational because he wanted something to eat. And Steve kind of, you know, presented him on the stairwell with a very small puff pastry sausage roll and said, you can have this. And he was like, I want an apple. He's so fucking tired.
Yeah, they just go into nuts mode.
And I was like, an apple's going to take you like 45 minutes to fucking eat. That's not happening. I want an apple. And Steven's like, it is either this sausage roll or a banana.
Or nothing.
Or a banana. What would you like? I want an apple. I want an apple. Anyway, I get in that the banana, like we eventually agree on the banana. And he's like, holding the banana with his eyes shut. And I was like, mate, let me get you to bed. And you can eat your banana in bed. And he was in bed just like eating the banana. I don't think you're all right. I don't think you need banana, but fuck it.
I did the opposite, right? We've had so many early bedtimes. It's actually been brilliant because they've kind of been really knackered at the end of every night.
Our kids are knackered, but they've gone to bed late. But they're older. Do you know what I mean? They're 6. I have officially an 11-year-old tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
He's 11 tomorrow.
He's entered the double digits, technically. Well, I know 10, but 10, one of those is 0. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. 11. That's the most illogical thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're heading to testosterone central, mate. The wanking's going to start soon, Laura.
No, that won't.
Not my boy.
Not my baby.
He's not a wanker.
We had some friends round for New Year's Eve and their son's 15. He's fucking lush.
Aww.
He's the fucking nicest kid you could ever wish to be around.
Aww.
He's just got a really like grown up head on him. Anyway, his dad was like, oh, how come you came around here early? I won't use his name. Is it because the girl that you wanted to finger wouldn't let you? And his mum
was my like, kind of parenting.
He doesn't do that. And then like whenever he takes a piss and says about the fact that like all of his socks are like covered in cum because he's wanked into them, and she's like, no, he doesn't do that though. He's not like that. And it's like, yeah, he fucking is.
He definitely does.
He definitely does.
He definitely bloody does.
But when you get closer to that, and you know, you'll get there, and you'll be like, I can't bear it.
Baby. We had to Google yesterday. What time in a boy's life do you teach them to clean under their foreskin?
Well,
no hard and fast rule.
I've been blessed with two boys that have always been very thorough with pulling back their foreskin. So,
but what age did you tell them they had to do that?
No, that was a natural thing. They just did it. I remember saying to Steve, I was like, when do we have the conversation? And Steve, obviously being a penis owner, he was like, we don't need to worry about that. And I was like, why? He was like, because they're going to pull that back in the shower, trust me. And then lo and behold, in the bath, in the shower, it just happened.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Dear.
I'm surprised Rob didn't know this in fact.
Rob's circumcised.
Is he circumcised?
Yeah, and he was circumcised when he was about 6, I think, because he had that thing where he had too much willy for foreskin. So it was like a really tight polo neck.
Oh, of course, tight polo neck.
The roll neck wasn't long enough.
No.
He just had a little helmet poking out the end. Hello.
You know how some men's willies, like they are excessive on the roll neck?
Yes.
It's like a seal's neck that got too baggy and hung over its head.
It's too much for me, that.
Yeah, Steve's isn't like that. Steve's is very neat.
Yeah, nice and in proportion.
Perfectly. He has a very nice penis.
Does he?
He does, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, just pop a little picture of it on the podcast feed.
I think I might, actually.
We can rate it.
I think I might. It is very nice. Very, very well proportioned.
Yeah, and Rob's got a great personality.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to go anywhere near his penis, but
joking, it's you know, it'll do.
It was enough for you to want to marry him.
Yes. I love your penis, Rob. It's as wonderful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful and fantastic.
As is your hairy bush.
I'm not going to complain because he's taking the kids out today so I can record a podcast.
Steve's upstairs with my two cherubs.
Yeah, there you go. So I was like, you need to be out of the house for at least 4 hours. But not because I need him to be, just because I psychologically need him to be.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing. Like I said to Steve, I was like, I don't know what time to feed the children anymore. Is it 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, God,
is it
9 o'clock
at night? And we've just lost all routine. So that needs to fucking come back. And I'm just thinking, school will certainly help with that.
That will help that. You know, it's just the whole eating schedule. Edith just
financially fucking draining.
I know, but like Edith is off the scale, mate. She's stepped up her eating gear, which I've shared her before. She loves her food. But this kid will eat an entire meal and have a pudding, and then 5 minutes later, mummy, I'm hungry. It's like, what are you supposed to do in this scenario? Do I just keep feeding her?
Is she hungry? Is she just saying it?
I mean,
is Toby. Toby, I'm hungry.
If I give her something, she'll eat it. She doesn't have a switch off. But yesterday we were so bored, and they were both getting really aggy. Mine gets so aggy at each other. By about 4:30, they're really at each other's throats, like big time. So I was like, right, let's just go for a walk around the block. So we went for a fucking walk around the block.
Make sure not to cast a shadow over Edith either.
No, I had to be careful about that. But we went on a little hunt for the fairy, for like the Christmas lights on the windows. And it was great. They fucking loved it. They thought it was the best thing ever. So I'm doing that more often. It's just a shame that all the Christmas lights are going
to
go down.
Yeah,
soon.
Maybe ask a couple of houses to keep it up. Have you still got your Christmas decks out?
No,
mine are gone.
Mine went on Boxing Day.
No, Victoria. Yes.
It was ruthless, but my tree, because I bought it so early this year, probably like, what was it, the last weekend of November.
Oh my God, you lunatic.
It was brown. It was actually brown. So I just had a stick in my living room with some fucking baubles on it. I was like, get rid of that piece of shit. It's gone. It was so dead. And because we were at my mum and dad's for, you know, on and off, because they only live down the road. So we went 3 days in a row. It's like, we're not even here to need a tree. So just, yeah. As soon as the kids went to bed, I fucking chucked that thing out the back door.
Like, we did it on New Year's Eve. It all
That's when I'd normally do went. It. No, I would normally do
it
then.
Oh, God, doesn't it feel good?
I know, it feels so good.
It feels
good.
Like a colonic.
Yeah, like, I'm always so desperate to get the decorations off and be like, oh my God, let's make it Christmassy and cozy. And then Foxy Day's like, fucking burn the whole house down. Start again.
I don't want to see it. I think that's something, speaking of colonics, I think we need to do that in 2022.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we could do that. I really want one. I need one after the Christmas gluttony.
Oh, Jesus. It's been bad.
I should have told you this, Laura.
Maybe you jumped then.
Really important news. My sister-in-law made this ridiculous cheesy garlic bread on Boxing Day, and I've since made it twice. If you've got loads of leftover cheese, basically get like a round loaf cob thing and you cut it horizontally, vertically, like that. So it's a lot, lots of little squares, not all the way through, just a little bit. And then you just fist it with cheese, any cheese you can get your fucking hands on.
Hang on a minute. What's happening to the integrity of the sliced cob in the middle?
It holds together.
Wait, because I feel like I'm Arnold Schwarzeneggering the bread.
Right. All right, we're doing a sly fingering, not a fisting.
Okay,
we're fingering.
You've got to be very careful about your terminology here.
Oh, I'm sorry there. You'll end up with just crumbs if you do
delicately,
that.
Delicately fingering the cheese.
Fingering. I did one at home the other day. We had a bit of Brie in there, a bit of blue.
I feel cheers.
And then you make like a olive oil and garlic with fresh rosemary sort of mixture, mm-hmm. and then you just slather that on, whack it in the oven.
Can you make it and send me a picture of it? Because I'm actually quite anxious about getting this wrong.
Oh. It was so good. It was a video on Instagram. Go on.
You put it as a video on Instagram?
No, the recipe was on Instagram.
Send it to me immediately.
Well, it's so good. Your creamy pants watching it.
I got a goat's cheese camembert. Steve doesn't like goat's cheese. He fucking hates it. He said it tastes like goat.
Yeah, it's very uddery.
Oh, God, I love it. I ate the whole fucking thing in 2 days.
I really am at that point now with cheese where I've had enough. We've got one more, although yesterday I still had some left over. So yesterday I made a celeriac and brie bake with double cream.
I hate celeriac.
Do you? Mm. Oh, Lord, it's so good in this. You just roast it in the oven. It's delicious. But that was the last one. I've got one more piece and then I'm done. And I think I'm just going to have a break from it. We need to take a break.
It's called time.
Me and cheese.
Yeah.
It's been so bad. It's just made my like guts go mental as well.
Well, for me, it's been chocolate and cheese. I could wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm just going to go eat some chocolate.
I know.
And I have a massive sweet tooth. I have just everything tooth, actually. It's not just one kind of tooth. It's multiple teeth. I really do love savoury stuff, but fucking hell, over Christmas, my sweet tooth has just gone into overdrive, man.
Yeah, it's those bloody celebrations. They're just still there, still eating them every day.
I don't like celebrations. I hate them.
I hate them. I do. It's such a strong feeling there.
Fucking hate them.
If you get a box of chocolates, what do you get then?
Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I don't get the tins.
No, they're too... Well, don't. It's a bad idea.
Well, it's just a waste of money because the bags hold more.
Oh, you've worked it out. I like it.
Yeah,
it's
I know. Oh,
equation.
Yeah. You've got to think about the money that you're spending on this stuff.
Well, now the bloody gas is going up, double the price now. We need to save our pennies, don't we?
We can't go into 2022 too optimistically.
No.
But also there is some optimism of surviving. I do believe, maybe, potentially. Although, have you seen the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie on Netflix?
No.
Don't Look Up or Look Up. I can't remember. It's one or the other.
It's very different meaning, those two things.
Well, at one point in the movie, that's basically, it's just Look Up or Don't Look Up. I can't remember. But watch that and then feel optimistic about the future.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is it about the meteorite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the trailer. It looks good.
Is, like, you know, if you you can see the underpinning of our current society in it. Donald Trump's in there. All the big fucking billionaire twats that have got all the money sending shit up into space. They're all sort of sandwiched within the
right.
deep meaning of the movie.
I'm going to watch it.
If you want to look that much into it, yeah.
I might watch it tonight.
Greta Thunberg, I'm sure, or Gumberg, whatever her fucking name is. I'm sure she's in there somewhere too.
Don't look down, Greta Gumberg.
So I have to say, I have a plan.
Mm.
And my plan for me personally is what I would like to do moving forward is I'm going to scrap the icebreakers because I do feel like nobody gives a shit about them anymore. When I say okay. No one, I mean you. And I am instead going to find weird articles,
okay.
news articles from around the world that have been released and read them to you.
All right, that sounds
obviously
good.
Funny, weird. Now, the plot
twist. I haven't done this yet.
It was just an idea, and I dreamt last night that I had 20 ready to go.
I mean, that is definitely a dream because it's never going to happen.
No, dream me is on it. Me in real life, I got out of bed at 10, so
it didn't happen. Well, you know, you're going to be absolutely bewildered to discover that I haven't got a fact for you. So the thing is, our kids are still at home. Like, I'm not technically back at work yet, are we?
I mean, I don't think I've clocked off from work, but yeah.
I did. I had my little...
I know
little,
you did.
Oh, mate,
break.
I tell you what. What a bloody brilliant week off.
Oh yeah, can we say while we're on here, while I'm on here, my book's in Asda.
Laura's fucking book is in Asda. I'm going to Asda tomorrow. I'm going to find it.
Well, awkwardly, it might not be there, Vic. I'm not in every Asda.
But it's a really big one. I reckon you'll be in it.
Well, mine was in my local Asda. I was absolutely fucking flabbergasted.
Tell a story, please, because it's so hilarious. But what happened when you went? Did you go to see it, or did you go to just?
I went
to
go and see it, but I also needed to pick stuff up for New Year. Steve's in the car with the kids, so he won't get out with me to come with me. So I went on my own, obviously. So fucking Hollywood. And I'm walking and like, I'm already prepping myself, like, it won't be there, Laura, it won't be there, because this Asda's not big enough, it definitely won't be there. And I turned into the book aisle and there it fucking was on the shelf. And I was like, and I was incredibly excited about it, all on my own. I was like,
that's me!
And so I already had a pen ready just in case. And so I pulled them all off the shelf, I put them on the floor. And then, like, I crouched down to start signing them, and I was like, fucking hell, my legs are really hurting. So then I sat down cross-legged on the floor.
I mean, that's fucking so not subtle.
No, but how else do you fucking do it? Like, my back hurt, my legs hurt. And it was late anyway. It was like 9:30 at night, I think. But there were a couple of people that had walked past. Anyway, I put them back on the shelf, but I'd put them in different places. And then... like, I'm fully aware of the fact that then there's a guy in a high-vis jacket stood, like, right next to me. And I looked over at him and he went, what are you doing? And I was like, I went, this is my book. And he went, And I went, no, it is. I wrote this book. And he was like, right, okay. It's just that we've had some reports of a woman scribbling on the books. And I was like... No, I've not scribbled in any of the books. I've only written in my books. And I like opened it and I was like, see, like, that's I wrote that. And then another member of staff came over and they were like, you can't be doing that, love. And I was like, no, but I'm trying to do something nice.
It's technically like vandalism, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I obviously put them everywhere.
Even if it's your book, it's not your property. It's your book, but it's not your property.
And so the member of staff, he was like, this has got to, you can't do that. You're going to have to put that all back, love. Like, we can't have that. And I was like, right, so I can't, like, leave them like that. And he went, no, you've got to put them back where you found them. And I was like, right, okay, then. So put them all back, and they were like, we need you to not do that anymore. Like, basically, and we need get you the to fuck leave. Out of the book aisle. And I got kicked out of the book aisle.
Oh my God.
An underwhelming, what a fucking
grace
it was. Like, to be so excited to see my book in a supermarket to then very quickly be replaced with
almost getting a criminal record.
Fuck you, Ferrum Asda. Fuck you, you cunts, because they all sold out, you pricks.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
What did you write in them?
Enjoy. Hope you enjoy the book, love, Laura. I didn't know what else to write. Like, what do you write?
I'm being watched by the security guard.
P.S. Darren says, fuck you. Oh, no, Darren, that would be our postman. We love Darren.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
It's like a national your book. Fucking super... No, it won't. Also, mine's got swearing on the title, so it won't be.
Don't... I don't like this.
No, that's a rule, Laura. They don't have swearing in the supermarket, but...
No, I know, but they could bleep out the swearing. I don't like this.
Bleep it out.
negativity from you. It's very upsetting.
And so I've got to really start plugging it now because it actually goes on release in February.
Plug the shit out of it.
Plug the shit out of it. Yes, I've had like an Instagram break and I went back on Sunday. And I completely deleted it off my phone and everything. And it's just, it was such a relief to get it off my phone. It really was. It's like, oh, I don't have to look at that for a bit. Thank the fucking Lord. I mean, I'm really bored of my life now. So without it, I am bored. I'm really bored.
Well, I've got massively into TikTok
It's so addictive, though.
Some of the stuff on there, just, I'm crying.
I know. It's so much funnier than Instagram, isn't it?
It is fucking amazing. Like, I send so much stuff to Steve, and I, like, literally all he hears is just me, like, laughing.
I know. I think TikTok's better than Instagram.
I agree.
Even though that's like, you know, my platform for business is Instagram.
You know, like everyone has their main platforms, don't they? Some people are just fucking whores and they whore themselves across all platforms, and some people don't.
I think 2022, I'm going to be that whore. I'm going to whore myself out across all the
2022 platforms. I've promised myself I'm doing a tour for myself. I'm going to do some kind of, like, I don't know.
Can like it be linked into the book or just be a bit
a night with Laura? Because I said I wanted to be, I really think I want to give stand-up comedy a go, even though I don't know that I'm funny enough for it. So that terrifies me.
Yeah.
Because I think, oh my God, I'm not good enough for it. But then that's like the negative part of my brain that says, you're not good enough for that.
Lean into the fear.
That's what I'm leaning into. I'm like, I've got to do it, man. This is, I want to show my fear I'm good enough.
Do it, man. Fucking hell, I'll be there front row.
Don't be.
Little megaphone. Hello.
We love you, Laura. We do. Should we do some stories?
Yeah, let's do some stories. Have you got one?
You know what? I've actually got a bit of a tidy up, which I know I shouldn't. It shouldn't be coming from me because you're a tidy upper.
Oh, no, you tidy up, please.
It's off the back of the energetic bum sex lady.
Oh, yes. Did she get back to us?
She said, I am laughing my head off listening to you guys telling my own story, wondering which one of my friends can handle knowing that it's my bun you're talking about. And I don't even know what I had for dinner, but it's very likely it was a Burger King, chips and onion ring. So you were right.
It was an onion ring.
To be young and energetic again with less onion. Happy New Year. Yay. We love you. So there you go. You were right. It must have been encased in the batter.
The batter protected it from stomach juice.
You just know, don't you? You know the intestine. I know the rectum.
That's true.
Between us, I think we could become a doctor.
Just one doctor, not both of us.
Just one, yeah. Hi, what problems have you got? What can we help you with? It's to do with something on your finger. No, sorry, we can't help you with that.
We only do bum and gut. Bum gut. Okay, I've got a story for you.
Go ahead.
Do you know what, Laura? As we're on the tidy up vibes, I've got an extended tidy up. Okay, so ladies, why do I feel like I've known you my entire life? Probably because we share every single fucking intimate detail of everything.
You know the size of Victoria's vagina and the size of my areolas. That's why. You know us better than our husbands do.
And why do I spend the entire time I'm driving the kids in the car rushing to get them out so I can drive alone listening to you?
Yay!
So I have my own little tidy up time, if that's all right. Replies to little things you've both said or stories that have been told. She's got so many here.
Oh, God. Okay. She's a fact finder.
Well, it's just, you know, in response to shit that we've said. So I too have a strange itchy white patch on my boob. So hearing about your Casper cunt, I went to the docs about my Casper cleavage.
Oh, amazing.
And it turns out, after a biopsy and about 375 people feeling my tit, I have the lichen psoriasis too.
Nay!
On her boobie.
Yeah, but Vic, how amazing that you actually encourage somebody to go and get themselves checked. That's incredible.
Especially because, you know, it could have been something else. So
yeah.
Well done for getting it checked out. So a while ago, someone said they'd split their clit during a quick childbirth. Remember that one? Whoa, yeah. How could we forget? Well, me too. Oh my God. And I promise there is not enough local anesthetic in the fucking world to numb a clitoris. So I felt every single stitch.
Thing is, the clit is just basically one big nerve, isn't it?
I know, it is. Said clit is fine now. No numbness. Looks a bit dodged, but it all does anyway after two kids. Ha 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 ha. So true. I had a shit in a carrier bag parked in a forest car park because my newborn daughter was finally asleep and I couldn't leave her to go to a toilet. So I shit in the carrier bag and pushed it in the dog poo bin.
Oh my God, this woman has lived.
I love it. I had my first boyfriend when I was 17 and both living at home with parents that wouldn't leave us alone at any point. We enjoyed fumbling our way through sexual experiences in his car. Forest car parks were our faves. Funnily enough, the same one years later that I shit in a carrier bag. Anyway, one particular night we were getting busy on the back seat when over his shoulder I spotted a tiny red light flashing in the pitch blackness. I stared long and hard at it, realised it was getting closer. He, meanwhile, had slowed down and suddenly jumped, hey, while he jumped off me. The red flashing light I'd seen had got right up to the passenger window, and I could see the silhouette of a person all dressed in black with a balaclava on.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying. With a fucking video camera. Oh my God. He had shoved right up to the window. I'm sorry to tell you that, love, but you know that that is on Pornhub somewhere, don't you? My boyfriend quickly explained he had seen the same on the other side of the car. It's two people. And he jumped out of the car, shouting at two figures, now running off into the forest. I was absolutely traumatized and crying, begging him to take me home. We went home. The next day, I relayed. No. This gets so funny. I was truly. We went in next time. Dramatic story to my giggling friends. A few months later, a friend rang me. Turn on the telly. There's a documentary you should see.
Fuck
it was
off.
All about how the local forest is used. And yes, you guessed it. There was a blurry clip of me and my boyfriend getting naughty on the back seat of his car.
Oh,
faces and number plate blurred out, but I knew it was us. Oh my God, the trauma. Tom, I'm sweating. Just thinking about the stress of this.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking funny.
How is that even allowed?
Because they're blurred out. I don't think they need to get your consent if it's blurred out.
Fuck my actual fucking life.
Imagine if you'd be sat watching that with your mum and dad, and then all of a sudden it was like, I recognise that ass. Oh my God, it's mine!
But imagine being sat there with your mum and dad and just having to be totally chill about it.
No, I'd be like, yeah, oh my God, people do that.
That's the same colour car as Gavin. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
What a coincidence.
Fucking, that is just horrific.
I mean, imagine that actually happening as well. You'd be so spun out, wouldn't you?
Imagine being that desperate to capture a documentary that you hide in the woods in the dark.
Yeah. Well, waiting. They obviously, they just want the sex, though. They want this sexy bit.
With a balaclava on.
No, mate, I reckon they're just pervs and they're just filming people having sex in their car.
Yeah, but then how did they get the video onto the documentary if they weren't pervs?
Maybe they saw, like, they often put call-outs for contributors to documentaries. Fucking and maybe they hell. Saw that and it was like,
I'll document some stuff. I'll document the pervs in the woods. Dogging is a massive thing, though.
It is a massive thing.
Steve and I have spoken about it often, actually. Not
what,
in
is
a,
it like, not, like shall we try it?
We don't want a bud dick. We were talking about it. Steve and I were driving around before Christmas to try and get some content. And I was...
You
I
said
was
condoms then. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I prefer used. And we were driving around like all of these country lanes. I was like, there's got to be a lay-by somewhere. And there was no lay-by. And Steve said, this is a bit like dogging. And he said, but I can honestly say there's nothing about it that makes me want to take part. And I was like, no, me neither.
No.
It would be, it doesn't arouse me. I mean, obviously, I can't even have sex in front of my dog, let alone another person.
Yeah, that's
in the fucking
true.
Car.
You can't. But I just don't find the car situation particularly like
when
erotic.
I was in my early 20s, I definitely, you know, obviously, I definitely had sex in a car. But
I did.
Now,
I've never had sex in a car.
Oh, have you not?
No,
oh, yeah, I have.
Never had sex in a car.
Steve and I got, I was giving Steve a blowjob once and we got caught.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
But were they wearing a balaclava and
yeah.
a camera?
Maybe it was me and Steve. No, that was down the beach. Actually, we've been caught a couple of times out and about. Caught down the beach, caught in the car.
So adventurous. Me and Rob were so boring. I can't even remember anywhere that we've had sex.
Yeah, but don't forget, I was with Steve and I was really young, so I felt like this need to tick off all the stuff that, you know, you're meant to tick off.
Yeah, that's true. I did that just with other men.
Yeah, see, you have done it. You have done it. You've just done it with other people. But you've never had sex in a car?
No, I've never had sex in a car.
Mm. I mean, you're not missing much. It's hot, it's gross and sweaty.
Yeah, like I've been fingered on the back seat of a taxi.
Nice.
Classy. Smelling of kebab meat. And that was just my vagina.
the whole dogging thing. Oh, I fucking pray to God. Is there somebody that listens
that
is a dogger or has partaken in dogging?
You know what? We had a lady who messaged us a while ago about she was a swinger.
Yes.
And she said that the way we talked about it was quite ill-informed, which I agree with her because we don't have any point of reference at all.
No, and we're very immature. We're like teenage children. So,
I mean, but she offered to chat to us. And you know what? We've actually lost that message. So if that lady is still listening, please message us.
Message us. We'll get you on.
We want to talk swinging.
I think it would be quite interesting to get some very interesting people on.
Yeah.
With,
sex things.
Sexy stuff.
Like a dogger would be good. Is that what you call yourself, a dogger?
The inquiring minds want to know.
They do.
We'd love to know.
We've got a thirst for education, haven't we?
Thirst for sexual education.
Please.
And also...
Oh,
the long pause. Sorry, I was going to say someone with like a fetish, but then that could be anything.
Yeah, I know that could be anything.
That's too broad, isn't it?
Yeah, we need to hone in on the fetish and then, put that out there.
Putting a call out to anybody that likes weird shit.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm not sure about that. I think we'll get some right old fucking weirdos.
We don't want people that shit into tights, although it would be interesting to. We'd have to like make their voices different. You know police camera action where they like mortify the voice.
Mortify them. Tell them something really shocking.
Where they change the voice and it sounds like a robot. Like maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we could alter it. It could be like we're interviewing a chipmunk that likes dogging.
Yeah. Oh my God, that could be potentially really good. Is if we were to have confessions on here and the person actually do the confession and we ask them questions about the confession. Let's put a call. So we're putting a call out to all people who have a confession.
That they've never told anyone. I'd like a confession that you've never, ever told anybody. You need to tell us, but you have to voice note it to us.
Yeah. And then we will alter your voice so no one can know that it's you.
Send us your voice notes. You can send a voice note on Instagram.
Yes, you can.
FYI. But it would just be really nice to hear it direct from the slag's mouth.
Yeah, that would be great. And also, I mean, it's taking our job down to a bare minimum because we don't even have to read a fucking story.
God.
No, we won't do that. We'll still obviously share.
Yeah, because we need to also listen to
it. We've only just
well.
Come up with this like right now, haven't we, Vic? This has not been thought through.
My God, we're like brainstorming 2022.
Oh my God.
What direction are we going in?
You're not allowed to
quit
brainstorming anymore, are you?
Why?
Spider webbing or something.
Why not? Is that offensive to brains or storms?
I think it's brainist, yeah. Vic?
Yes, Laura.
This story ties in quite nicely with what we were literally just talking about.
Oh, how wonderful. So seamless.
I know. Initially it says, as a bit of backstory, I met my now ex-husband when I was 17 with very little previous sexual experience. So now, nearly 40, I feel I'm very much finding out what sex can really be like. I found myself, let's call him a beneficial friend. This has led to few firsts for me. I never felt confident before, and I'm really going with it. But it has led to one or two funny mishaps. One night we were out in my car and parked down a very dark country lane.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go.
Hang on. It gets saucier. I was bent over my bonnet his fingers were pleasuring me from behind. This is when I squirted for the very first time, which then led to him opening the pleasure door and telling me to get on all fours.
What, on the bonnet?
I'm guessing on the floor. Maybe it was on the bonnet.
My bonnet is so high up, I don't even think I'll be able to get up
my
there.
I need a fucking ladder. My bonnet. I would 100% bend my bonnet if I got up on all fours. We were like, as I did this, he started to lick me, and the pleasure was amazing. A car then started to approach, so we jumped up and waited for it to pass. At which point, he said, "Have you farted?" Shocking. I laughed as I thought he was joking, and he said, "Seriously, I can smell shit."
Oh no,
it was so dark.
Was it on his nose?
Nothing could be seen. He asked me to get my phone light out, to which I refused, still laughing, and he said, "Have you got something to wipe my face?" To hand was a face mask. The drive back to his house was a little awkward, and I refused to kiss him. When he got out of the car, I drove home straight to the loo to check I hadn't had an accident. which I'm delighted to say I hadn't. On another occasion, where the fuck did it come from?
I think the accident that she had was on his face.
It was, yeah. On another occasion, yes, shitting in his face didn't put him off.
It never does. It never does.
Thing is, like, in that moment of pleasure when you've literally... Who cares? You never know. Oh, my God. Shit on his face. Imagine the car driving by. He's actually... I mean, like, seriously.
Have you got it? It's like when someone's got dog poo on their shoe, isn't it? It's like, oh, my God, what is that smell? It's you.
It's your fucking face. We were in the living room. And had a fair bit of foreplay and sex around the room, ending up on the sofa with him on top. As I climaxed, I had the biggest fanny fart and blew him out of... We both rolled around laughing. I'll be sure to share any more antics in the future. Thank you for the frank and honest chats you have. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Fanny fart's like a step up from poo on the face, though, isn't it?
I think, to be honest with you, I think a fanny fart is mild.
Yeah, yeah.
Being really on is. All fours on a car bonnet and shitting on a man's face while a car drives past.
Probably filming you in balaclavas.
There aren't many lows in life that can be had off the back of that, is there?
Oh, I'd watch Jesus. Out for those the next Louis Farouk documentary. That's all I'm saying.
Our current forestry commission is being damaged by
the constant... Doggers shitting on
misuse
each other's faces
of our country line.
I mean, do you think it's do you kind of have any feelings about the legality of dogging? Do you think it should be illegal?
No, because I think as long as it's a consensual relationship and there are no children there to witness it, which I know obviously when you're out in public, you can't guarantee that people won't see you. Yeah. But the likelihood is if you're in a forest and it's fucking midnight, the people that are in that forest at midnight are, you know, cocking.
Do you reckon there's day dogging?
I don't know, that seems too risky. Yeah. That seems too much.
I think, do you think part of the thrill is the fact that it's like, you could get caught?
I've never heard of dogging in the daylight.
No, dogging in the daylight. That's definitely a song, isn't it?
Or daylight dogging.
I don't,
but you know, people having sex in their car in daylight is not unheard of, but having a whole host of men stood around masturbating over a woman having sex with a man in daylight seems slightly more complicated.
It does seem to be, I mean, again, this is just my limited knowledge of it, but it does seem to be more like, you know, man heavy, the whole dogging scene.
To my knowledge, it is very man heavy, yeah.
Yeah. It's this. I mean, I've watched a few documentaries about it. If I see a documentary on about dogging, I'm like, yeah, I'm watching that. I'll be watching that.
The Channel 4 one, I've never forgotten that one.
That one where they had the animal masks on.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hilarious. Off my beautiful women.
But
they had to be from Birmingham, didn't they? It's like, just choose someone that's not from Birmingham to make this, like, be taken seriously. I'm allowed to say that because Birmingham...
Your husband, you know, and your mum and your dad.
My whole heritage is Birmingham.
Heritage.
My heritage is Birmingham.
It pumps through my veins.
It does. The bloody black country pumps through my veins.
I don't know. I don't... Do you think it should be illegal?
I think that it should be managed.
Yes, it has any kind of sexual relationship.
You know, like a nudist beach, there's a designated area for nudist beach. I think there should be designated areas for it.
But I think the thrill of dogging is the unpredictability of...
Yeah, but it's more like you said, it's about the protection of other people. I don't really want to be like, I mean, I'm not going to be on a walk in the woods at 11 p.m. anyway, taking a stroll.
That feels very Blair Witch for me. I'm too fucking scared.
I think, how would you react if you saw... Yeah, me too. But how would you react if you saw someone having sex in their car, generally?
I just think I'd be so... I'd probably be that person that would just stand there with their mouth open and be like, do something. Walk, Laura, walk.
It's like when I saw that girl giving that boy a hand job to the back, and I was like, oh, my God, she's wanking your mouth. Like, just couldn't believe it. Like, just was like, I can't stop staring at this because I just cannot believe that you're doing that in broad daylight. Yeah, it would be that.
That was that. Yeah, I think that's where I'd be. I just don't. I don't know.
That's where I'd be.
You know that fight or flight instinct. I don't. I'm not a flight. You're flighty. Yeah. So I'm not. I'm freeze.
I mean, I wasn't in that moment. I was definitely. I was like, you know, literally getting the bloody magnifying glass out. Like, excuse me, what is going on here? Am I correct? Oh, it's been a lovely little catch up.
It has. I've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you. We were just saying before we start recording that it's felt like forever since we've done a record, doesn't it?
Well, actually, we're going to have to record two this week, aren't we?
We are.
I just realised that, yeah. So you guys can send your stories, keep sending your stories, and agony aunts.
And remember now, you can voice note us them if you want to.
Yeah, we really like that.
But remember, if you do that, then it may well end up on the podcast, so...
Yeah.
Warning.
With a mutated voice.
You can email us your stories and agony aunts and all the rest of it at noholesbarredpodcast@gmail.com. Or what else can they do, Laura?
And go to our Instagram page at noholesbarredpodcast and they can send us a DM.
And also, you know, as it's January, and January is generally the worst month of the year, in my opinion. It's the shittest year.
Imagine having a baby in this month. Oh my God, the shittest month.
Yeah, I know about five people born in January. It's like, yeah, no one's celebrating your birthday, mate. No one. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
Don't know.
So as it is January and everyone's feeling really blue, we thought we would try and counteract that by offering some wonderful discounts on some of the sex toys on our website. We will share those on our feed. So look out for... Beat your bean into sunshine and happiness.
In 2022.
Beat the blues by beating your bean.
Like that.
Done. Yeah, that's going somewhere. On a card.
On a greeting card.
It's been lovely to chat to you as always.
Pleasure.
See you guys next Tuesday. See you later.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.